time is more valuable than money. You can get more money, but you can't get more time. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we hear about a few simple steps on how to save time that will help you to be more productive during your day. Enjoy.
Number 1, Parkinson's Law. Way back in the 1950s, an author and historian named Cyril Parkinson developed a theory that changed the way we manage time. His idea, which he called Parkinson's Law, affected all kinds of administrative operations around the world. His law basically states that work expands to fill the amount of time available. Let's say you have to write a few emails. Normally, this would only take half an hour. But what if that's all you have to do today? Well, Parkinson's law tells us that a small amount of work can take far more time than it's supposed to, as long as that extra time is available. Over the years, studies have both validated and invalidated Parkinson's law. It's become a sort of controversial subject, however. This research has revealed some important facts about the nature of efficiency. For example, you can increase productivity by reducing the total number of hours that you spend working each week. When working around 40 hours over 5 days, people find an efficient balance between time and production. But as their hours increase, their efficiency starts to plummet. The same work will take longer because they have more space to fill. Number 2. Forgetful housing. How many mornings do you spend frantically looking for your phone or your keys? Not only is this a frustrating way to start off the day, but it's also a surprisingly large waste of time. Luckily, there's an easy fix. You just start by creating or setting aside a place in your home. You might pick a drawer, a countertop, or a box on your coffee table. It doesn't really matter what it is as long as it's memorable. So from now on, that place will hold all the important items that you need when walking out the door in the morning. Anytime you want your keys, wallet, glasses, or phone, you can find them right there. That means less stress and less wasting time. Just make sure you're consistently putting your items back in their home at the end of the day. Otherwise, you're going to start losing things even more often. Number 3. Tracking your chores. The next time you're doing chores or going through your to-do list, just track exactly how much time it takes to do each activity. This won't actually save you time at first, but it's a simple and effective way to win the war against procrastination. Well, let's say you're taking out the trash. It's an annoying chore that you have to do pretty regularly. Even though you know deep down that it doesn't take very long, you put it off anyway. You're essentially wasting time just to save yourself from something that you're going to have to do either way. So, what should you do instead? When you take out the trash, time yourself. It might only take you 90 seconds to remove the bag, take it outside, and put in a new one. That's 90 seconds out of the 16 hours that you spend awake and active every single day. By framing it in this context, it becomes a lot harder to justify procrastination. As an added bonus, you'll notice yourself paying more attention to how much time you're wasting on those little things throughout the day. Number 4. Dissolving clutter. Clutter isn't just messy to look at. It's actually a major distractor when you're trying to be productive. It distracts you by creating neural competition, which naturally grabs your attention. This is especially problematic for people who have trouble focusing. The presence of clutter pulls their attention away from their work, and it just ruins their concentration. It'll take you significantly longer to get the same job done because your brain is distracted by unnecessary stimuli. Just try spending a few minutes at the end of the day organizing your room or your desk, and that way, when you sit down to work, you can be as productive and efficient as possible. Number 5. Morning hurdles. When's the best time to tackle your most important task for the day? Many successful people overcome that hurdle first thing in the morning. This habit was actually popularized by Ernest Hemingway, who used to write as soon as he woke up. This change to your morning routine will spare you from hours of procrastination later in the day. It also increases the pace of your work because you know your most challenging task is already behind you. Number 6. Consistent follow-ups. Anytime you delegate a task to someone else, get in the habit of following up. Whether it's an email or a phone call, just take some time to confirm whatever it is you just talked about. Consistently following up is what's called a preventative time saver. You spend a little bit of time now to save yourself a lot of time in the future. Imagine you just met with someone about a project that you're working on. You ask them to turn their section in on Monday, but they thought you said Friday. So when Monday rolls around, the work isn't even close to finished. Suddenly, you have to dedicate a huge chunk of your time to this part of the project, all because of a simple misunderstanding. To spare yourself from future stress, just dedicate a few minutes after every meeting to send a follow-up.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.